Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, June 16th, 2016. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Blue Cross of Idaho challenges the award of dental contract under Medicaid. Latah County Sheriff's Department requests more patrol cars. And Representative Raul Labrador sees his public lands bill pass in U.S. House Committee. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. The U.S. House of Representatives Natural Resources Committee approved a bill from Republican Representative Raul Labrador of Idaho yesterday, which will allow local governments to administer logging and mining on up to 4 million acres of national forest nationwide under what's billed as a pilot program for state takeover of public lands. The 4 million acres amount to 2% of the Forest Service's land base. Under the bill, states that have at least 5 million acres of national forest land can select up to 900,000 acres of land to manage. The bill passed the committee 25-13 on a party line vote. There were amendments recently which allowed for a 60-day public comment period and require regular assessments of the program's impact on forest health. Democratic Representative Raul Grijalva of Arizona said the amendments intended to address Forest Service concerns don't go far enough. Grijalva said, "I take issue with the way this whitewashes public input. There's no requirement that the advisory board consider alternative actions. There's no verification that they considered and responded to public comments. This amendment is pure window dressing that doesn't lead to meaningful public input." He also suggested advisory boards created under the law who would do the assessments might be biased. Democratic Representative Raul Ruiz of California said this bill not only shortchanges the American people by giving public lands away to mining and logging interests, it does so by trampling on Native American rights. Ruiz had proposed an amendment which would have prevented states from choosing Forest Service lands adjacent to Indian reservations or lands of cultural significance to a tribe. Latah County commissioners are gearing up for the budget process for the next fiscal year. Latah County Sheriff Wayne Rausch has proposed spending $3.51 million next year on his department, up $300,000 over the current department budget. Rausch's budget proposal includes $200,000 for four new patrol vehicles and police equipment for the cars. Rausch is also proposing increasing the department's training and education budget to $35,000. Rausch, a Republican, is not running for re-election this year. The Lewiston Tribune reports Latah County Commissioner Dave McGraw said the request for $50,000 for sheriff vehicle repairs seems reasonable. County Prosecutor Bill Thompson is proposing 4% raises for his employees, noting there were no raises between 2010 and 2013. Thompson said, "On behalf of my staff, we really appreciate what the board has done for the past few years. We are still behind. We all know that, and hopefully you're able to continue to take care of my staff and the other employees of the county." The six health insurance companies that insure individuals in Idaho have given three additional reasons for their proposal to increase premiums by 27% next year. Five of the companies participate in Your Health Idaho, which is Idaho's health insurance exchange under the Affordable Care Act. The reasons include patients needing more medical treatment, higher medical costs, including prescription drug prices, and the expiration of two programs under the Affordable Care Act that help insurers when there are unexpectedly high medical costs. The Idaho Department of Insurance is taking public comments on the proposed increases, which they can deem unreasonable. In Boise and the southwestern Idaho area, the planned increases range from 98% for Blue Cross of Idaho's Bronze Connect Southwest plan to as low as 4% for Pacific Source's PSN Value Bronze 3500 plan. Blue Cross of Idaho has sued the Idaho Department of Administration, contesting the Medicaid dental contract award to Florida-based MCNA Dental. Blue Cross, who has held Idaho's Medicaid dental contract since 2010, is contesting redactions on 507 out of 709 pages in MCNA's bid. Blue Cross attorney Richard Boardman said the reason his client wants the information is so they can evaluate a possible bid protest or appeal. Boardman said, "We just cannot believe that all these redactions are legitimate trade secrets." He said Blue Cross only redacted a handful of pages in its bid. Boardman also said it's impossible to know if the state awarded the contract fairly because of the redacted information. The contract, which serves 227,000 people, runs through August 31st. However, First District Judge Samuel Hogan has stopped the Department of Administration's process for awarding the new contract, and the state has entered into a contract with Blue Cross extending its current contract past August 31st because of the suit. Blue Cross is also challenging second-place bidder Liberty Dental Plan of Nevada for its redactions on all or part of 55 pages of its 206-page proposal, plus 22 out of 63 attachments. MCNA attorney Kevin West said Blue Cross knows it will not get the contract because it's the third-place bidder. West argued in court Blue Cross wants the information so it can have a competitive advantage. The state submitted records to the court showing MCNA had a 600 technical rating in the submitted bid, Liberty had a 592 technical rating, and Blue Cross's technical rating was 475. The three cost ratings were almost the same. Liberty and MCNA were rated at 400 for cost, while Blue Cross was rated 399.6. Health officials have confirmed two additional cases of Zika virus in King County. According to Public Health Seattle and King County, the cases involve a woman in her 30s who traveled to Honduras and a woman in her 40s who visited Haiti. Both women have recovered from the disease and neither were pregnant. The latest cases bring the total number of cases in King County to 4 and 8 in Washington. Officials say these cases do not pose a risk to public health because the mosquitoes that carry Zika aren't in the Pacific Northwest. Health officials also said they expect to see the number of cases increase in coming years with the outbreaks in the Americas and the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico. Washington's official unemployment rate was 5.8% for May, the same percentage as April. The Washington Employment Security Department reports the state gained 8,700 jobs in May, with the most gains in the professional and business sectors. There were job losses last month in leisure and hospitality. Washington's official 5.8% unemployment rate is 1.1% higher than the national rate, which was 4.7% in May. The Bureau of Land Management is taking public comment on planned salvage logging sale on 80 acres of land adjacent to the Nez Perce and Lewis and Clark National Historic Trails between Weipe and Woodland. The Nez Perce Trail track, which runs through last year's Clearwater Complex burn, has been used for centuries by the Nez Perce tribe and is also the same track European-American explorers Lewis and Clark used to make their way west in the early 1800s. Archaeologist David Sisson of the BLM's Cottonwood office told the Lewiston Tribune the BLM was planning to log the area before the fire due to root rot in Douglas fir adjacent to the trail. Sisson said there will be no skidding of logs across any of the trail tread, absolutely none, and the trees will be directionally felled away from the trail, and we have a forester on site to administer the sale. Yellowstone National Park fined a visitor $1,000 for leaving the boardwalk in the Mammoth Hot Springs area this week. The tourist from China was reportedly seen and photographed by other visitors breaking through the fragile rock crust surrounding the hot spring to collect thermal water. Rangers say the man told them he did not read the safety information given to him when he entered the park. Park spokesperson Charissa Reed said the man wanted the water for medical purposes. The incident comes just a week after an Oregon man died after falling into one of Yellowstone's hot springs, also while walking on the crust near the hot spring. Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather from the National Weather Service, there's a 20% chance of showers before midnight tonight, partly cloudy, low 42, partly sunny tomorrow, high 69, a 20% chance of showers tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low 48, 60% chance of showers on Saturday, mainly after noon, otherwise mostly cloudy, high 62, southwest winds, 5 to 15, gusting to 20, and then starting Saturday night, mostly clear, conditions expected all the way through Thursday of next week. Low Saturday night, 42. Highs, 66 Sunday, 76 Monday, 79 Tuesday, and 82 Wednesday and Thursday. Lows around 47 Sunday night and around 50 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night next week. Currently, fair skies, 55 degrees at the Pullman Moscow Regional Airport. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscast you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Or you can go to the KRFP website to find out more ways to help KRFP. I'm Lee Robartis. Scott Jackson assisted with tonight's newscast. Have a pleasant evening. Coming up next, Talk Nation Radio, followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio at 6:30. And at 7:30, music begins with World Waves, with Catherine Bonzo in the studio playing world music. At 9 o'clock, heavy music with Confinement Loaf. And at midnight, The Deep Sleep, all here at KRFP Moscow Pullman, community radio for the Palouse, 90.3 on your FM dial and online. Stay tuned.